Okay. I'm recording, so that's good. Okay, well, let's get started. So, well, and it's also, I guess what, right, Cinco de Mayo? Remember, it's May 5th. I forget all these, like, things, but for some people, they're big things. So it's May 5th, 2010, and we're going to do lesson number 132 called Head Under a Frame, Part 1. So again, it's lesson number 132, Head Under a Frame, Part 1. So since I've got a few new people here, I'll just introduce to you, lie on your back, about how to do what this is called a lesson. So go ahead, lie on your back. And if you don't understand anything I say, just flag me down and I'll help you. So one of the first things that we do is you lie on your back, and it's for you to notice how you lie on your back. So start at the top of your head and begin to notice the contact that you're making at the top of your head. And then you start to travel down to your shoulders. To your mid-back and your lower back. So the biggest emphasis in this class is on awareness, is that you learn to become aware of, first of all, how you feel, what you notice, and then we're going to start to do movements, and in the movements, you become aware to notice, oh, I'm able to move this part of myself, or perhaps you begin to notice, I don't move this part of myself. So right now, you're just becoming aware of what body parts rest comfortably on the floor as you scan yourself. And then you also notice what parts of yourself aren't resting so comfortable on the floor. So we use the floor as a reference. The floor is a reference to give you feedback. So again, by now you should be down to, let's say, your pelvis and noticing how each side of the pelvis is resting on the floor, how the legs are lying on the floor, the space behind your knees. All the way down to your feet. And then roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And as you roll your head, notice the range. So how far do you roll your head to each side? And then you also begin to notice the quality. Is there any sticky spots or parts when you roll your head? Or does it start to become uncomfortable as you roll your head more to one side than the other? So really go slow enough with the rolling of your head that you can notice that. Good. And then bring your head back to the center. Okay, so we're going to do a different lesson today so that for the new people it won't feel different, but for you guys that are regulars, it's a little different. It's my first time introducing this concept to you guys. So you're going to come onto all fours, and you may be used to that from a yoga class. So you're going to be on your hands and your knees. Preferably, everybody have your head towards me because that helps as I describe things, that we're all facing the same direction. So one of the first things is you want to be on your hands and knees, and you want to find a way to be on your hands and your knees that you're comfortable. So your knees should be spaced appropriately that they're right underneath your hip joints. So if you spread your knees too far apart, really wide, going to feel awkward, and if they're close, too close together, it's awkward. And then you want the distance between your hands and your knees a comfortable distance, okay? That's it. And now what you're going to do is you're going to take your right hand and your right arm, and you're going to place the back of your right hand on the floor and start to slide it under the left arm. That's it. And as you do that, you want to start to lower your right shoulder down to the ground. There you go. And then you're going to slide it back out. So then you bring it all the way back up to standing. And then you do the same movement. Beautiful. And just know, stay with just the right hand. So I'll let you know when you switch. So everybody stay with the right hand, only the right hand. I'll let you know. And go way slower than most of you are. Because what you want to do is feel what's happening in what's called your ribs and your mid-back. That's it. So as you do this, feel all these ribs turn. That's it. And you let your head come to rest down to the floor. And then it's the turning of the ribs. And see if you can let this soften. Can you let this sink a little bit? There you go. Yeah. Now try it from that place. There. That's it. And drop your head. So feel this rotation. We've done a lot of rotating on the back, but now we're doing it in space. That's it, Julie. Now the next time that you're down there, stay there and start to slide your right arm a little bit up and a little bit down. So you slide the whole arm, keeping the elbows straight. And just slide it along the floor. So you really want to feel, that's really nice, how you're twisted and your butt's in the air. And your knees need to be spread, again, right to be under your hips. So if the knees changed, or the feet, that's it. Good. Good. Now, can you reach a little bit further to even try to place the shoulder down? Notice for most of you, the shoulder's kind of still, that's it, in the air. So what does it take to let yourself really lower so that you can come on that shoulder? Really, really nice. But notice, see, now you're coming to, yeah, spread your feet and let them relax, there. But not to let this that happen. Yeah, there you go. Okay, and come out from that. And roll onto your back and rest for a minute. Yeah, you can just roll over. I don't mind how you rest. Okay, come back onto your hands and knees. Back to the same position. So you're going to continue, again, the same arm. I'll let you know when we get to the other one. So you're going to slide the right arm. We call it kind of sliding it under the gap that you make. That's it. And once you're there, can you roll your face to start to look up under your right arm? So I really want your right elbow in the air. That's it. So you want to start to look up towards the ceiling. So it's almost like you slide your head a little bit more under that gap that you're making with your right arm. And it's kind of really letting your neck and your shoulder, what can you do if your shoulder's still in the air? You're doing good. So it's all about, yeah, what happens in here. So slide the arm in and out, and then think, what can you do? Do you mind if I find you in here? Let this soften. Push back. Soften. There you go. Let those ribs move that. There you go. Then you can slide more here. And then you can turn. That's it. So find what can you let go of. It's somewhere in your mid-back to really let that shoulder, and you look up. That's it. And now slide it back out. And just do that movement a couple times. So you slide the arm, and you want to be able to have weight on your shoulder. And you also don't want to take your shoulder beyond your midline. If it's too far to the left, so some of you are too far to the left, because the next piece is that you're going to raise your left arm, and then you're going to feel like you're going to fall. So keep your shoulder where your midline is. Does that make sense, Julie? So how would it be possible now to start to raise the left arm up towards the ceiling, and you can look at your hand, and then you bring it back down. That's it. So look excellent, and then bring it back down. That's it. Now, the only thing is with your head is I want it tucked in more like this because I don't want to hurt your neck. There you go. Because we want to eventually get this down like that. There you go. There. Doesn't that feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Good. Good. Okay, and come out of that slowly and roll onto your back. Come back onto your hands and your knees. And this time we will go to the other side. So remember to stack your knees right under your hips. Let your spine just sink. That's it. So you don't want to hold it up. That's it. Now you're going to start to slide your left hand under the space. And as you do so, you lower your head down. You want to bring that left shoulder to the floor. And for some of you, it may feel easier, which is going to tell you something about the tightness up between the shoulder blades and in between your neck and spine. And then you slide it back out. That's it. So feel how you come back up to all fours and then take yourself down again. That's it. And even when you get on the shoulder, once you're on the shoulder, see if you can really roll a little bit on that shoulder. It takes a lot of trust because it's a really awkward position, something that you haven't been asked to do. And notice how your face is starting to look up towards the ceiling. And for you to truly feel safe, you need to be able to have that left shoulder down. So you're really on the back side of the shoulder. Don't think of the top side, but really, that's it, Julie. It's really where the back of the shoulder blade is. And then, once you're there, you can start to look up. And is it possible now to raise the right arm up towards the ceiling? That's it. But you want to make sure you're not straining in your neck and that you haven't stopped breathing.
This better part, and just let this go. Let this, yeah.
And this is the part here. We somehow want to get this there. See, that's what you want. That's, you want to think that way. Like, because right now you've got most of the pressure here on your head. And you want what needs to happen here in the ribs that you can let go of. That's nice. So play with it a few times. Are you getting a little dizzy? Or are you okay, Tess? Okay. So that, can you slide even more of this? Yeah. And then think of the armpit, all this coming towards me. There you go. Just trust me. There. Yeah. Widening. This is one of those lessons where you go, oh my gosh, am I really that tight in my upper back? This will tell you.
Like, what would, so this is where we want you to get to. So right now you're still on your arm, right? Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
And just move towards the idea of what would it take for this part to be on the ground? Okay, so just really, yeah, you have to do a lot of softening in here. And just let all these ribs right in here. Yeah. Now slide it under more. There you go. And then kind of rock and bring your body weight up. Let this go in here. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. This is why I've taken this long to introduce this. Cindy's missing out today. That's it. Okay. And I think everybody started to raise their right arm, so let it go and roll onto your back and rest. And if you're finding yourself breathing more heavily during your rest, it's just an indicator that you might be holding your breath during the movement. So as many of you have learned from previous lessons from me, is that once you start to do the movement, it's really important to check in with your breath and your breathing. That's kind of in the background, but that in yoga, they talk a lot about this too, is that you just want to make sure that you're breathing, you're not holding. And it really takes development, and it's actually a level of skill, to be able to do one movement and focus, and then draw your attention to another movement, like your breath and breathing. And then how can you move back and forth between those movements with your awareness? Okay, so bring yourself up to the same position. And let's do the left arm again. So we're going to stay with the left arm. So this time you're going to slide your left arm underneath. And again, you're really trying to get at this big bone back there. It's called your scapula. So that's what we're heading for, is that we want the scapula to be down. But as you're learning, it's like not so easy. Now make sure your right hand is placed in a good position where your palm is down, elbows in the air, and now start to pay attention to your knees. So again, I don't want you falling. You should be doing so much twisting in the mid-back. So test you to keep your knees a little too close. There you go. That's better. So now what you're going to do is tuck your right toes under as if like a runner's position, and you're going to start to lift your right knee straight up towards the ceiling. Nope, that's enough. And really what you, no, back down. That's enough.
Oh.
You just want to barely do it. So you lift and lower. And don't focus on the knee. You want to focus on your butt, your right pelvis. And as it goes up, you roll more onto the diagonal, the other shoulder. So you're not kicking your leg up. It's not like yoga. Back down. I'll help you new people. Okay? So tuck the toes under. Just listen to the instructions and I'll help you. Your toes are tucked. This is not a leg kick. Just listen. You bring the knee away from the floor so your butt, but I don't want you to do that. I want you to think from here. Your butt is going to lift up. There. So where does it bring pressure? It brings weight onto, you have to, so there's very little work here. You want to lift the knee enough that I could slide my hand underneath. But the reason the knee lifts is not from here, it's from here. You push into my hand. So push here. Excellent. Now go down. Lower it. And feel that again. Really push here.
It's not about your foot. You don't even need the foot. That's it. That's it. Can you feel that? Okay. And then with this hand, make sure you're really in a good place. You feel secure. That's it, Julie. So it's about getting your butt, right? Remember last lesson we started to get your butt in the air? Now your butt is in the air. But it's relating. That's it. And I want you to tuck your head. Protect your head. Your head should be tucked under and looking under the right arm up towards the ceiling. And the left foot is relaxed. This foot does not like to relax on you. Did you have knee surgery or something with your knee? Just let that, there you go. Relax, relax. Okay, very little work here. I want you to think here. So if you're going to not, that's all work here. Do you feel all the work you're doing here? Okay, you're going to lift from here. This is just to stabilize you. This is just like your hand. Just to stable. But this is going to lift, and you're going to press into my hand. There you go. But not, that's it. But this is to be really relaxed. So the knee lifts because the pelvis is moving backwards. Beautiful. And you start to feel that you roll more here. Let's move your beautiful hair out of the way. There we go. So the more you can roll here, so feel as this lifts, you come, that's it. Let trust me. There you go. And then let your head even tuck more. We want to protect your head. This is tucking. Yeah. So you're looking up here towards the ceiling. And you want this to come down more. That a girl. That's it. Beautiful. And feel in here. Somehow something needs to open. That's it. Excellent. Try that again. Beautiful. You feel how light the leg can be? That's it. So everybody just continue that till you get really, you feel safe. Really, really secure. And it's a tremendous amount of freedom and change that starts to happen in the ribs. You're going to twist the ribs like you never twisted them before. That's it. That's it. See if you can soften in here down there. I want you to fold. There you go. Thanks. Thank you. There. And then put it back down. Good. So continue to do that just a few more times so that it feels super comfortable and safe. I just want you to tuck more. There you go. So that all this starts to come to the floor. Right? Do you remember what the title was? Mm-hmm. Now tuck your toes of this just to that foot. So yeah, let these toes relax. Just let this, you feel this relationship here. That's okay. It. And now go back down with the knee. That's it. And right in here, and especially, just widen that. Let this come straight more, a little more up to the ceiling. There. Let this relax. No work there. Keep the toes on the ground. So your toes always stay connected. Head under the frame. Okay. Let it go, roll onto your back. So this is like, for those of you that are new, you can imagine that, let's say you were going to go into a position like plow, and you were going to take your knees over you, or eventually, this lesson leads to, you could do a backward somersault, or you could lead into like a keto, to doing a somersault. So in Feldenkrais, these lessons, this work, we break a much larger movement down into all the little pieces so that you learn how to find the safety and the ability. And I think you're all feeling in your ribs areas where maybe you haven't moved before or twisted. And that needs to happen for the bigger movement to happen. Does that make sense? So just notice now how you're feeling. And what happens from these lessons in this work, there's a certain aliveness you start to feel, like as if your back is opening up and there's an awareness and there's an aliveness. That's a good word. Does that make sense? So it's not just how you're making contact, but it's this feeling of parts of yourself that you maybe never felt before, you're sensing right now. And it also creates a tremendous amount of dimensionality for us, that we tend to feel or think of ourselves very flat, you know, like the front of ourselves, because that's what we see. And like right now, there's this expansion in your back and your ribs, even around your throat and your neck. So you just take that in, and have an awareness of that change that's occurring. And just like for you, Tess, feel how different the two legs are. And really, I think just a big concentration for you is always to notice deep in your butt how it's different. Like, I mean, the left leg has got more tension behind the knee and just, you know, all the way down. So let's see now when we go to the other side if that changes. Just, okay, let's come back up onto your hands and your knees. And we will now go back to the right arm sliding underneath. That's it. Lower your head. And again, you're working towards being on that back shoulder blade. And remember, you want it in the center of you. You don't want to move it too far over to the left because you don't want to fall over, right? Because you're going to start to eventually lift your left knee. So you get the left toes in the runner's position. Let the right foot be really relaxed. Yeah, I want you a little wider here. Thank you. Isn't that better? Think of stability, right? So, yeah, and you do the same thing. Let's get this, just let this, whew, just relax out here. Relax. There, and then these toes can tuck under. And you want your heel, yeah, you don't want to roll it out like that. So let's see, there, like more like, right there. Okay, now, think of this coming up there. And not from working here, but this is lifting. And then as this lifts, you come more, more under here, more. Slide that and bring it. You can feel, yeah. Now let's get your pretty hair out of the way. There. So in here, I don't mean to be so friendly with you, but that you can feel these ribs, they have to really let go. And that this is lifting straight, not the leg, but the butt. So less work here. Just think of this pushing into my hand. Think of this pushing in my hand. Better, but more here. Up. So you want to literally think of your left buttocks, if it could push all the way up into the ceiling, not the leg. So there's really no effort in your knee at all. The knee is just dangling and the foot is kind of dangling. Just lighter here. Now let that go. There. See? It's really not about the leg. That's it. And you should be looking underneath your left arm, looking up towards the ceiling. Okay, and now do less work here. Let this go. There. Let the foot go. There. So it's all in here. And then back. That's it. Down. And here. But nope. I want that knee to dangle. So let me do it. Knees, let the foot go. Let this leg go. No, let it go. Just let it. There. There,
okay.
There. Just, no, already you're still doing the work.
Okay.
And that's why I'm here. So you let go and you experience me doing it. That's what it needs to feel like.
Mm-hmm.
That, but push more in here. There, but you're doing it actually from this side. And the reason I'm emphasizing this is because this has to do with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Push into my hands with your butt. There, that's what I want you to do. You see how hard it is? It's a piece of cake on this side. There. And it doesn't come from the lower leg. You and I are really good about shifting it to the leg. But it's about this. That's it. There. That's what. Now you can tuck the toes. And then don't use the leg. Stay here. Because I want you to feel that's better. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need in there. Excellent. That's it. And maybe bring this hand a little closer. And now see if you can get more of this arm. Yeah, right there. And let really. Oh, So you lift and you lower. So can you just imagine? You don't have to go there, but start to use your mind and your imagination that if you kept going, you would just you'd roll over. You'd do a somersault. Right? So, and this is the beginnings for Aikido, for martial arts. This is how you see it in fast motion, but this is how they learn to roll, and you must protect the neck. So at this point, your chin needs to be really tucked in. You're doing a great job, Julie. Your chin is really tucked into your chest, because if it's out, you're going to hurt your neck. So this is how those guys, and every kind of martial art out there, Aikido, Judo, this is the beginning to learn like a Judo roll. You have to be so open in the upper back that you roll over your shoulder. That's it. I want you to tuck your head more. What's your name?
Victoria.
Victoria. Yeah, so just keep that chin. There you go. So there you go, so it feels safe. And if you even feel like doing it, you can, but you don't have to. It's just an idea. It's a thought. That's it. Good. Okay, let it go. Let's have you rest on your back. Several of my trainers, when I got trained 25 years ago, the original kind of like trainers that studied from Moshe, learned from Moshe, were and are fifth degree black belts because Moshe was a master in judo. So I don't know if some of you knew that or had known that, but he actually started the first judo club in France. I think it was 1940s. So prior to him bringing judo to Europe, there was no martial arts. He learned it all over in Israel. So he is the one that actually brought that to kind of the Western world. So, well, judo and Aikido, I mean, the nice thing about Aikido is all about learning how to move yourself, defending yourself without hurting the other person. Yeah. So, and then judo is a lot of self-defense. So he used the judo when he was on the submarine ships teaching the military he taught judo and Feldenkrais. That's what he taught to the military instead of traditional squatting. But how do you roll out of the way? How do you move quickly? You know, so it was a lot of, you know, judo is a lot of rolling. Being able to roll and flip up. All the somersaults? Well, you know, if you take it too, I had a tremendous fear after my accident. Tremendous fear of rolling. And this just flooded me when I learned how to do all this. But then there's such a freedom in knowing that I could do it. It was like, oh my gosh, I can actually do this again. So there's something, you know, and you can take it to whatever level you want. But, okay, so in saying that, let's invert ourselves here for a minute so you see where the other direction goes. So lying on your back, bring your knees up over your chest, right, and like plow. And if you want to put your hands under your hips, lift your butt and swing your legs over yourself. Remember how we ended last session like this? Right? Okay, there you go. And you can use your hands. So put your hands under your hips so you feel safe. Now from here, how do you lower the knees down by the ears? And pick your favorite one. Everybody's got a favorite, but you're going to find one knee can touch on the ground. Yeah, that's it, Julie. And look where you are, right? You're right back to the same position. This work is tricky, isn't it? It's so fun. Because you see the relationship. But it feels completely different when you start it from this point. That's it, Victoria. So no, keep your hands here. I want your hands here. And now bring one leg, just one knee down, so you feel that idea of what we were doing. And then shift back, and then can you go to this side? Yeah, and let your head roll. Look at that's it. That's it, Tess. Now, so that's it, Julie. Well, what if you roll over all the way and come up? You'd come up to sitting. How could you come? That's it, Tess. And now go back down. Only come that far. and tuck the head in the arm. That's it, Julie. Now come up a little bit more. Come up. That's it. And then reverse it. See, in yoga, they don't take the time to break this down. So often what happens is people feel very unsafe in their neck. Beautiful, Victoria, to do something like this. And then when it gets really safe, it gets really fun. That's beautiful. And now let's go to the other side. And just, you can put your hands down. So figure out, what do you need to do with your hands? Put it out here to the side. Yeah. Where do your hands need to be? Like if you were to go over and you support yourself. Beautiful. And now come back. Reverse it. Believe me, it's incredible, right? You can go home and show your kids this. You do. You go home and go, look at what we learned today. And I tell you, kids love this stuff. Mommy, will you show me how to do it?
I can.
Well, so yes, you can. Remember, you're not allowed to say can't to me. So figure out what you do on this side.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Well, but eventually you want to have your, yeah, there you go. But you want to, you can do whatever. I like that, you know, you, there you go. There you go. So play with that a little bit more, and we'll take a rest. But yeah, for those of you, if you have children at home, they love this. The fact that mommy can lie on the floor and do this, they go nuts. They think it's, and this is the kind of lesson I would teach kids, because it's so playful and fun. You start it off and they think, what is this? And then you put them in this position. A lot of kids can't do this. And then when they can, they're just so excited about themselves. It's just, it's so fun. they're like, wow, you know? Because it is a big deal to do a judo roll. It's a huge deal. Huge deal. Or somersault. See, for me, it's easier to flip over backwards than forwards. I like flipping that way. The rolling forward is tougher for me. So, okay, now come back onto your hands and knees. Let's start back there. And this is, now it's going to feel like a piece of cake. It just feels like so easy. So come back onto all fours. That's it. And we're going to slide the right hand underneath. Get on that right shoulder. That means you lift the left knee. You tuck the left toes. Let your right foot be relaxed. That's it. Just feel how easy this is now. Right? And now lift up the left knee and think about how you could roll over. Take your time. That's it. How can you do a roll? And you just roll all, there you go, over.
Do you end up to the side?
You want to, no, not exactly. You want to try to end up over, straight over. So over to your back. That's okay. No, just start. It's a beginning. Come back to it. Slide the right arm on. And you want to have control. So the minute you start to feel like you're going to fall, back off, and I'll help you. Because it's no fun falling. So lift, that's it. So just think you have to come straight more over this way.
On the shoulder?
Yeah, you're doing it good. But let the pelvis come this way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so remember you're going to lift, that's it. You got to slide under more and more, and just do a little. Because what has to happen is the other cheek of your butt has to lift up, like the last movement we did, right? So the butt has to come up. Is this your harder side test? There you go. And now think you're going to take your butt towards me. There you go. And roll along your back. There you go. Up like this. Okay, let's try the other side. So slide your left arm under. I like to mix it up a little quicker because one side's always easier. So see, is there something easier on this side? And really what it's about, because it's really not about this rolling so much, it's about that you feel safe enough through the upper back, because that's where the bulk of your weight is, that you can control your pelvis coming over. So that's it. Just start slow. Lift this leg. There you go. And then you can let your head rest. There you go. So take your time. That's it. And what's also fun about a lesson like this is you can go home and play with it. One more time, Julie. Just take your time. Roll over. That's it. There you go. Roll over your back. And as it, that's it. As it gets easier, you'll learn to organize. Okay, everybody rest. Rest on your back. It's a lot of stimulation. But really, it's you know, if you think about it, we spend most of our time standing and thinking of our feet as our support system. So this is a really foreign thing about, can we allow our upper back to be supporting so that the pelvis can lift up over you? And this is a really important step before you ever learn to do headstands, because often what people do is crunch in their neck during headstand because they don't have the upper back support. So this needs to come way before that. Okay, we're going to add another movement in. Come back onto all fours. And this will, you'll see, make it easier. So let's start with, you're going to slide your right arm underneath and just get in that kind of, I call it your base position. Right arm underneath, you're on the right shoulder blade. Okay, just get comfortable there. Straight out. Straight out to the side. You don't want it up or down, but just kind of straight out. So that's a great question. There you go. Now watch your feet. There you go. Now, you know, you all know how to tuck the toes under with both feet this time. And you know how to lift the left hip, right? So lift the left knee and left hip. And now lower it. And now lift the right knee and the right hip. I know. It's going to be like, what? This is twisting the opposite way. Yeah, it's a smaller movement, but you're going to see it's going to make everything better. So do once the right hip, and then let it come down, and then let that come down, and then try to lift this one. Excellent. And lower it down. Don't ever hold. Lift and return. And then lift and return. So something has to happen in your mid-back. Julie, I don't want you swaying as much. I want you to, there you go, Tess. Right in here. So do this leg. Good. And then this has to scrunch to let this side lift. This lesson's so good for you. Yeah, you know that one. I want to see this side now. There. Never say never. Much better. You feel you have to do something in here. Not just that way, but to lift this side. Excellent. That's it, but less leaning. So it's in here that lets this come up. Yeah, let your shoulders stay down. Spread your knees. Spread your knees. You don't need them close together. Get this knee out. There you go. Let the feet tuck under. There you go. Keep the heels apart. That's it. And now very gently, I'm going to do it for you. That's it. Let this one stay down. There. See, something has to happen different in here. And then do this one. Little movements. That's it. And now try this one. Slow. So it means you have to press this one down to lift this one up. That's it. Now lift this one up. Good. Perfect. Excellent. Okay, that's enough. Okay, everybody rest on your back. I love these lessons. The place that you're going to really notice it and love it is your neck and your upper back. But this, again, back to kind of what I was saying earlier, Tess, this was like terrifying for me. And I didn't realize how terrifying it was to fold for me after having my accident. And so these lessons helped me so much. Be able to have that feeling like, oh, I can fold and unfold and twist and, you know, and take these little steps. And actually, the fear of falling is huge for all of us once we're up here standing. It's a big thing. Okay, back onto your hands and knees. And this time we're going to slide the left arm underneath you. And as Victoria asked, your arm is straight out. You don't want it too much up, too down. It's parallel with the shoulder. You get that weight comfortably on the shoulder. Your face is looking up towards the ceiling. You use your right hand to really support you. Both feet you tuck under. And again, make sure your knees are spread wide apart. Or I shouldn't say wide apart. As wide as necessary to feel stability. There we go. Much better, Victoria. It's new for you to curl your feet under. That's it. Now start first with the right side. You all know how to do that. And then what I was telling Victoria to do is think of pressing the right knee down into the ground to lift the left hip. So if you think, well, the right knee, now press this side down to lift this side up. Just a sec. Slow, slow, slow. I'll help you. Slow, slow, slow. There. Just take your time. That's it. Feel what you have to do here. There. So can you? Does that help? It's another way of thinking. Beautiful. Beautiful. So you know how to do that one. And now, and excellent. Lift this side. Beautiful. You do a beautiful job. And then to do this. Excellent. So again, to lift the left knee, another way of thinking of it, Julie, is that you're pressing this side down. And this side's the harder side. So think, okay, well, I'm going to press this down. And can I lift? Yeah. And it's a rotation and a twist in here. Do it again. There you go. Because I want it to get lighter. There. Do it again. Lighter. Yeah, that's the easy one. Better. Because it's what you let yourself have. Remember when I told you from the first time I saw you, the ribs? It's all about the ribs. You guys are doing beautifully. Okay, let it go. A lot of work. Roll onto your back and rest. You guys are doing great. Or another place that you see this, right, is with some of the, I don't know, in the last, I'd say at least, what, 5 years, maybe even 10 years. I don't know, do you call it the hip-hop dancing? And when you see the guys spinning on their back and rolling over? Okay. Yeah, you know what I mean. Or if any of you got to see the Michael Jackson's film, it's just beautiful. This is it. And you see some of the things that the guys are doing and the way they use their body. Okay, so let's return to the position. You're on your back, bringing your legs up over you. Use your hands to come under your pelvis. Flip the knees up. That's it. So both of your knees should just, I call it dangling, hanging. Just feel those knees hang by your earlobes. That's it. Use your hands under your pelvis. And now touch your right knee down to the floor, somewhere between the right ear and the right shoulder, and then go to the left. Just feel how much easier that is now. See how that last movement made something easier? Really let the knee come down and the toes. And you can turn the toes into the tucked position, right? Because that's what you need to prepare yourself to roll over. So now see if you can roll over and have it a tighter rollover. Put one knee down, your favorite knee, and just roll all the way up. That's it. Have the toes tucked, and now reverse it. Go right back down. So don't lose the one knee that's down. So start again. Go back onto your back. That's it, Victoria. So start on your back and go slow. You want it super controlled because there's something so incredible about feeling so in control. So now pick which knee. Now wait, before you do the knee, though, tuck those toes. Now bring that knee. And then use your hand, and then you feel safe. And then right there, stop and go back down. So what's important is that there you go, and then come back to the middle. And now let's try this side. So you're going to tuck these toes. Move that hand. Tuck these toes. Let this knee, but you want to come this way towards me. Let that knee go down. There you go, like that. Use this hand, and then stop and reverse it. So you always have to learn to reverse the movement. When you really, really know a movement, you have complete control in reversibility. And at any moment during the movement, you should be able to stop. Then you know your nervous system has it. That word I have to remove from your vocabulary. How do you say it in a, would it be Swedish or Finnish?
Swedish.
Swedish. How do you say can't?
Kanita.
Kanita. We're going to eliminate that word.
Right.
So feel what you do. And now slow down. You're going so fast. I know you're a runner. But put this knee down and feel what you need to do. That's it, in here. And it's your ribs. It's in here again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shift. See how you're still over here too much? That's it. You need to come over here. And that's why we did the last movement. That's better. That's better. So you got to come over. So it's right in here.
Uh-huh.
It's these ribs shifting over.
Mm-hmm.
Now go back to the other side and feel how clearly you do it. This is one of the things that Randy asked me. See, it was too bad you didn't listen to the... So feel how easy. See, you come over here. You feel how you let all the ribs come over?
Mm-hmm.
The ribs follow the pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do.
Cool.
Yeah, one of the questions he asked is, he said, how are you going to help all these people individually in the workshop? It would have been nice for somebody to call in. So I said, I'm able to move around the room and... I'm sorry, you guys. I'll let you know the next time. Beautiful. Last night, Tuesday night, 6:45. Look at you, Victoria. Would you ever think you could do that so beautifully? Look at you. See, and I can tell she's having fun now with it. She's really into curiosity and playing. She's like, okay, I've just learned something, and I'm going to get good at it. But that's the idea. That's the idea. That's it. So, and that's beautiful, Julie, because that's how you would eventually, again, if you were to do martial arts or Aikido, you start, they break it down from standing, you would go down to your knees, and how do you roll the arm underneath? And then you go into it from one leg, and then how do you do it from standing? So from standing, you, I never made it that far. Okay. Good? Okay. Let's have you rest on your back again. It's a great lesson. And I have to say that, I don't know your name.
Fanny.
Fanny and Victoria did fabulous today for your first lesson. You guys rocked. You did great. You've never been here and didn't know what to expect. So... not all of the lessons are like this. They're not so vigorous and turning yourself upside down, but I just trust whoever shows up is meant to be here, so you were meant to be here. So just take a moment and notice, as you're lying on your back now, as you did in the beginning, what your contact is like. So notice the contact up at your head, and then how you go down to your neck and the shoulder blades, and really sense how much wider your upper back is now. And how you can actually feel that area in between where the shoulder blades are and the area that connects to the spine, and just how wide and flat that whole area has become. And hopefully you can even feel that when you take a breath in, that your ribs in the back expand. They actually press now down into the ground. So you get this sense of volume. And for most people, you know, like when we are doing things like yoga and other things, how we get the feeling of our ribs moving in the back is to be on our stomach. And it's super wonderful to feel the ribs and the expansion of the breath when you're on your back, to feel those ribs pressing and widening. Just a huge expansion now in your whole rib cage and torso. And then just notice your lower back and your pelvis and how that area is resting on the floor. Then how your legs are lying on the floor. And then again, just notice for yourself your breath, your breathing. And I like to use this word of aliveness, of just the quality of sensation that you're feeling right now throughout your whole body. How parts that you normally don't feel have woken up. Even into the back of your neck, you may be feeling sensation. And sensation means that you can actually draw your attention there and feel. And it's kind of mind-blowing to realize how little we do sense ourselves when you start really opening up and feeling different parts and like realizing we walk through our life so much in our head thinking that we're not really feeling in our body. And then just noticing in your pelvis how different it feels down in your pelvis. And then as we started, just gently go back to rolling your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And again, just go really slow so you can feel the quality. Just notice if something in the quality and the range is super different now. And it's not like we intentionally, right, stretched the neck. But in the lesson, the movements we did really did open up the whole neck and shoulder region. And just see if there's a smoothness there, a quality of effortlessness, and also a quality of length that somehow your neck may feel longer. Okay, so in saying that, go ahead and take your time to roll to a side and slowly bring yourself up to sitting and then standing. And once you're in standing, just observe how you feel in standing now.